Next up, second list candidate for Welsh Liberal Democrats, Gabriella Ferguson.
Tell us a bit about yourself and why you've decided to stand in this election.
Thank you, and hello, Nathan. Thank you for the opportunity you have given me to have a chat this evening and introduce myself. I'm a Barry resident for over 22 years, a full-time maths teacher at a secondary school in Cardiff. And also in my free time, I run a non-for-profit community organization in Cardiff. So I'm a very busy person, as you can see. Actually, I'm standing for the first time as a candidate in an election ever. So everything is very new to me. It is exciting, but at the same time, it is an honor which comes with great responsibility. I want to represent people across the Vale and Bridgend because I want to see real improvements in the issues people talk about every day. Talking to people on the streets, in communities, they all talk about the cost of living, the access to healthcare is very difficult at the moment, the crisis we have in NHS, and making sure, I want to make sure anyway, that the communities are properly supported. I'm standing for the Liberal Democrats because I believe in practical local solution and putting people first. The Liberal Democrats, they like to work with communities and close to communities. They listen very much to people. They are hardworking. And I like their policies. I think their policies are very central to communities.
In recent weeks, we've been speaking to local people about some of the issues that matter most to them. And these questions have been put together based on those views and concerns and issues. So we're going to begin with the cost of living. It's a key area of concern for local people living in the area. Many people are seeing rising costs in energy, fuel, council tax, food and more. So how will the Liberal Democrats help to fix the cost of living crisis and make sure people feel like they've got a bit more money in their pocket?
Yes, you are right. People across the Vale of Glamorgan and Bridgend are really feeling the squeeze right now, whether it's food prices, whether it's energy bills, or just the cost of everyday life. It's all going off the roof. So I'm speaking to families who are having to make really tough choices just to get through the months. And what people want is practical help, not just political, very nice policies on the paper. That's why we are focused on easing the pressure on households, supporting local high streets, and making sure help actually reaches the people who need it. People here deserve a fair deal, and that's what we are fighting for. The Welsh Liberal Democrats argue that Brexit has reduced the UK GDP by 6 to 8%, and it costs around 65 to 90 billion a year in lost tax revenue. So as a policy, we want to rebuild the relationship with the EU to rejoin the single market, and that will help in the long term the economy and more money for the public services will be generated by improving the economy, obviously. Another strategic measure that we want to do is to see across the Vale and Bridgend improving the tourism area. So we have a huge potential here for tourism, which is not developed at the moment. So in our policies, we have clear measures to support the local communities and support groups that are campaigning for the tourism, and they're doing a lot of work around promoting Barry, for example, and the whole Vale of Glamorgan coastline.
Another key issue that comes up is housing. There are, of course, huge waiting lists, people waiting for housing. And that needs to be met, of course, but also there are concerns about overdevelopment as well. So on both hands, while there's a need for more housing, there's a concern over overdevelopment. So how can the Welsh Liberal Democrats respond to that housing crisis, but also make sure that there isn't that pressure on local infrastructure and overdevelopment?
So this is something I hear about all the time on the doorstep, Nathan, to be honest. And recently, when I was speaking to residents around the Waco Cross in Bari, people were very clear about their concerns. And it's not that people are against new homes. Everybody wants to have more homes. It's just that the infrastructure and the GPs, the schools, and other services need to be developed in parallel with the development of housing. So we believe that local people should be involved in the decision making. They should have a voice, and that the development must come with proper roads, GP, access to school, and so on. Okay, so we acknowledge that housing is one of the defining issues for people across the Vale of Glamorgan and Bridgend, and the Liberal Democrats' approach is about getting the balance right. So no development without infrastructure in place. The Liberal Democrats will take a different approach. We would prioritize social and affordable housing, give local communities a real say in planning, and make sure infrastructure comes first, not as an afterthought.
And a key remit for the Welsh Government, of course, is transport. The Welsh Government own Cardiff Airport and Transport for Wales. Yet here in the Vale of Glamorgan, particularly the rural area, transport in some areas still falls short. So what needs to be done to improve local transport infrastructure in the constituency? And then what are your views on calls for improved train infrastructure, particularly the idea of a train station around St Athan?
So we identified some key issues regarding the transport in the area. Indeed, it's very poor, and people rely on cars. So transport is a real issue across this area, especially for people who rely on cars or who don't have reliable public transport. So for many communities in the Vale and parts of Bridgend also, getting to work, school, and hospital could be not so easy. That's not just inconvenient. It limits the opportunity to people to move freely. What the Liberal Democrats want to do with the transport is restore local and rural bus routes and give councils powers to expand services and freeze the rail fares. That's what we need to do to improve and oppose over centralized transport, push for local control.
And let's now talk about the NHS. It's a thing that people talk about quite a lot. We're seeing record waiting lists, people struggling to access GP appointments. In some cases, people having to travel miles for appointments. So what needs to be done to fix the NHS?
Solving the NHS is not an easy task. Across the Vale and Bridgend, people are really worried about the state of NHS at the moment. Especially getting GP appointments is getting really tough. People also, they're facing long waiting lists. And everyone I spoke to have a story to tell about NHS nowadays, including my own family. My husband is waiting for about a year now to have an operation on NHS, and it's not getting near in the future. So we need to solve the NHS, and what the Liberal Democrats want to do to solve this problem with a waiting list is improving social care. So we want to improve the social care. So actually, before people get to hospital to have the proper care at home, invest in also when they come out the hospital, that it's a program for them to continue at home. And that way, the waiting list, the ambulances, bringing people to the hospital and not having where to put them in beds. So we alleviate the pressure on hospitals not having beds for the patients when they arrive. So the Liberal Democrats will want to see more money going into social care across Wales, really, not just the Vale of Glamorgan and Bridgend.
And then looking ahead to the future now, if you were looking at the future of Pennet-Bomborough and Morgannwg as a constituency, What would you say are some of the key things, key areas for success, but also some of the key challenges facing the constituency in the years ahead?
Well, I think there is a lot to be positive about Vale of Glamorgan and Bridgend, especially Barry, because I live in Barry, obviously. I love Barry very much. And yes, we have many things to be proud about. We've got strong communities. We've got different various groups working in the community to keep the community a clean place. And we have to be proud about our beautiful coastline and the growing opportunities around the tourism that we have here that will create a lot of jobs for the people. Also, if we help the small businesses thrive and our high streets also, it will improve the local area. So there are many things that we should be proud of. But also at the same time, there are many challenges. And some of them is the high streets are still under the pressure. Although the potential is there to grow, they are still under the pressure. The bills for the energy is high. They can't afford to keep the business alive anymore. So these things are a real challenge. Also, the transport and the housing can be difficult for some people. And something that really, really strike me in Barry that I find a challenge is to deal with the fly tipping and the people who are just dumping rubbish everywhere. So I would like to solve that out. If there is a solution, it's just to put great minds to work and solve this out, because I hate to see, you know, green areas scattered with plastic and rubbish everywhere. And it's happening a lot in Bari recently. So these are real challenges, and I would like to be part of that solution if I will be elected.
Why do you think people should vote for the Welsh Liberal Democrats when it comes to May the 7th?
Well, first of all, everybody feels we need a change. We have an opportunity now in May the 7th because we have a new proportional system of voting where each party could potentially have a voice in the Senate. In my opinion, we need to have diversity across the Senate. We don't want one single party to have the whole power, because we see what happened in the last 27 years. We had more or less two parties sharing the power, and look at the state we are in today. So people have to think like this. Okay, Labour and Conservatives, they deserve to lose because they have been running the place for 27 years and we are still struggling. Plaid and Reform don't deserve to have a majority. So here comes the Lib Dem who will balance that. So people have to think that more voices, different voices in the Senate will improve the policies coming out. The Liberal Democrats have a passion for the communities. Where they've been in charge in local councils, they have made a difference because they are hardworking people and we have great policies.
That was second list candidate for the Welsh Liberal Democrats, Gabriella Ferguson.